Pete Cogle.
Take 3 teaspoonfuls after breakfast and another 3 after dinner.
BCP's BCP 753, recorded for Friday the 29th of August 2022. I hope you're going to enjoy the 13 tracks I have for you. We had wonderful music. We began with We Three Kings, was the title of the band, a three-piece band, fairly obviously. The track was called The Criminal, and that's a single, and they sent it to me directly, so thank you very much to the guys for doing that. I rather enjoyed that. Do like a good rocky start to a podcast. Now, I hope you enjoyed last week's mix. I wasn't in a sort of mood to talk. I had enough. I've been rather busy. Actually, I was up in London on the Thursday before last week's podcast, meeting up with Sue and Neil from the Grassroots Music Network. Met up with them and had a long chat about various things, which is rather nice, rather good, rather good. Haven't been up to London for, well, probably 2 years, I imagine. Yeah. Seems different. But there you go. Anyway, let's move on. This is Girio Devasios from an album called Phone Tracks, and the track is called Kaimas.
Pete Kogel.
You have been classified W for weird.
nice. Girio Dvazios was the first track of the two that you just heard. A track called Kaimas, and that comes from his album Phone Tracks, which picked up at Bandcamp. And then we had Edamame and Andrew Rothschild with a track called Distilled, which I also picked up at Bandcamp. Rather nice, they were too. Different stuff. Definitely worth listening to. Right, I'm going to move on with two tracks of jazz-ish.
Thank you. podcast.
From a time when rock music mattered. Championed by
Pete Cogle.
A fat bald bloke in a comfortable pullover.
two more tracks there for you, both with jazz in the title, but not actually being particularly jazzy. The first was by Cloud Warmer, and it was called Jazz for the Disoriented. It comes from an album called Doomers, which I picked up at Bandcamp. And an awesome Bandcamp, Dizungliu Dvazios, and a track called Jungle Jazz from his album Tawai. And I'm not actually sure if the two I mentioned, the Dvazios I mentioned in track 2 and the Dvazios I mentioned in track 5 are the same person. I might have actually got that wrong. I don't normally put two tracks in from the same person in one podcast, unless I'm particularly focusing on that one artist. But I think you might have two different names, and I think I might have cocked up there. But hey, whatever. It's recording. It's going. It's live. This is the show. Oh, God. Right. We have got a track now from the Best of Bandcamp, Name Your Price, July 2022, from the Swamp Records. And this is by Eskimo Lunettes, and the track is called Festival Mud.
It's like having a bath with your socks on.
nice it was too. That was Cracker, and a track called Altiplanos, on Tropical Twister Records. That comes from an album called Humo Seripilera on Tropical Twister Records, which just came out, which is very nice. And then before that, we heard Eskimo Lunette, with a track called Festival Mud. Not sure there's much festival mud going on at the moment. More of a sort of festival dust, I would have thought. From the Swamp Records. And that comes from the Best of Bandcamp, Name Your Price, July 22. I think it's a sort of a, it's the Fuzzy Cracklin Presents is the title of that particular album. Fuzzy Cracklin Presents, the Best of Bandcamp, Name Your Price, July 22. So this was sort of taking records that are, you know, Name Your Own Price and then repackaging them, which I'm not quite sure if is, how he's doing that. I'm not quite sure how he's doing that, but obviously I hope he's got permission to do that, but it's certainly a very interesting way of doing things. Right, this is something I picked up from Storyamp, from an album called Bondona. Artist is called Ek Jomuna. The track is called Ek Jomuna, and the artist is called Kio. Pete Kogel.
I'm a coconut half empty kind of guy. Thank you.
two more tracks for you. The last of which was Rise Chasm, K-A-S-M, or Chasm possibly. Spirit All Around Us, the instrumental version, was the title of that track. That came out on Balanced Records, and they got a number of releases that they kind of recently called The 20 Years of Balanced. And I think there's more than one. That's from 20.4. So that's obviously been around quite a long time. Does it say what year that was? No, it doesn't. Or does it? Hang on, just 1 second. Clickety-click. No, I don't think it does. I think there's nothing to tell me more about that particular track. Before that, we heard Kyo. That's K-H-I-Y-O. On the track called Ek Jomuna, from an album called Bondona, which was sent to me via the folks at Storyamp. Nice. Right, this next track is a single. It was sent to me by Pufferfish Press. It's Last of the Fallen Angels, that's the artists, featuring Hannah Robinson, and the track is called Red Dress.
something special going on here, and I feel a part of it.
That was the Shadowbrook Project with a track called Ooh Baby Baby, the instrumental version. That comes from an album called Sketches from the Heart by the Shadowbrook Project, and that came to me via RDX promo. Before that, from Pufferfish Press, we had Red Dress featuring Hannah Robinson on vocals, and that was by The Last of the Fallen Angels, which is rather nice. Now, this next track is by Astro Wrong, from an album called 100% Wrong. It's on La Souterraine Records, the underground records. It's probably sung in French, I suspect. Most of them are, and I love it. This is a track called So Glad.
Thank you.
Astro Wrong, when I say Astro Wrong, it's A-S-T-R-O, and then Wrong, W-R-O-N-G, from the album 100% Wrong, which I like the title of that. That was a track called So Glad, you can find that at Last Souterrain over on the album Bandcamp. And that brings us to last track time. I think next week I will be going back to find some more music from a particular area, a particular location on the planet. When I was talking to Sue Estienne last week, up in London, she was saying that nobody else is doing that. And I thought, oh, that's true. Maybe nobody else is doing that. So perhaps I should do a bit more of it. So I shall come back with something from, a specific geographical area next week with, probably 13 tracks of weird and wonderful, sung in a language I can't understand, from an area I've never been to, but which sounds absolutely marvellous. Anyway, let's leave this silly world of mine. This is Opal, O-P-A-L, from Rojo y Negro Records, from the Sedative EP, and the track is called A Call to Arms, and I will call you to listen to some great music next week, hopefully. Until then, see you soon, folks.
Pete Cogle.
It's like we've overdone it with the sherry.